The next site is Lake Berryessa. Now, this gets a little complicated. Would you like to explain this for us?
Okay, I'll do my best. Now, if we have a look on plate 9 in the first photo section between pages 108 and 109, there's a map that Robert Graysmith has provided us to find the location where the actual attack took place. So he shows, you know, where Hartnell collapsed, path of the killer, Hartnell and Shepard attacked. Now, this does generally fit the description of Zodiac Island. However, the place that he indicates on the map is not Zodiac Island, nor does it match up with his written description in the text. Around page 65 in Zodiac, slowly he came down from the highway to a gravel road. About 200 yards from the highway to his left was a grove of trees and a marsh. In the distance, he saw a long peninsula devoid of trees and brush, stretching 310 yards into the lake. At the tip of this peninsula were the only other trees outside the grove, two oak trees. Under these, a boy and a girl were lying on a blanket.
Does Graysmith's description of this crime scene match the actual location?
Well, the general description, yes, it does.
Now, where is the correct location? Does it have a name?
Yes, it is called Twin Oak Ridge. This is located at the Oak Shores Recreation Area at Lake Berryessa.
And in the book, Graysmith describes two large oak trees on the island.
Yes, he does.
Where is the scene on Graysmith's map?
The place that's depicted here in Plate 9 appears to be what is called Shale Point, also in the same area, Oak Shores Recreation Area. However, it is perhaps half a mile south of Zodiac Island. But the map that he has drawn is of Shale Point.
Which does not match that description.
No.
The first time I attempted to locate the scene of the stabbing at Lake Berryessa, I used Robert Graysmith's book, and I ended up in the wrong spot.
Which is exactly what I did, and everybody else. And that was until 1999, when Ken Narlo took myself and Mike Rodelli out to the exact site. Once we were there, and then later compared it to the pictures, it's like, oh wow, this is the right place. We knew then, absolutely, that the map provided in Zodiac is incorrect.
When I interviewed Ken Narlo, he made a point of telling me that Graysmith was wrong on the crime scene. For those keeping score, his map is incorrect.
Right.
His description, correct or incorrect?
Well, it appears to be correct, near as I can tell.
And his directions?
Well, the directions are way off. You'll end up at Shale Point. You won't end up anywhere near Twin Oak Ridge and Zodiac Island.
The next location on our list is the spot where the Zodiac was allegedly seen shortly after the murder of cab driver Paul Stein. On page 85 of Zodiac, Graysmith says a police patrol unit was near Cherry and Washington and raced towards the scene. The patrol reached Jackson and Cherry by 10 o'clock and saw a stocky man lumbering along in the fog toward the Presidio. He doesn't specifically mention where this was, but on his map, he does.
Yes, on the map, it is plate 12, once again in that first photo section between pages 108 and 109. If you look carefully at the map, I mean, you'll see Washington Street. The very next street to the north, which runs east-west, it is not labeled, but that is Jackson Street. And you can see Cherry Street. Now, Washington Street is clearly marked, unlabeled, but just north of that, the next street is Jackson Street. And then, of course, there's Cherry Street. You can see where he indicates the location of Paul Stein's yellow cab. However, when you look at the label that says Zodiac stopped by patrol car, he indicates that it's on Cherry Street, just south of Jackson.
According to the map, the Zodiac would have been headed north on Cherry.
That's correct.
Now, on page 22 of Zodiac Unmasked, Graysmith has a quote from Officer Donald Fowkes' report on this incident. And he says that the Zodiac was seen walking in an easterly direction on Jackson Street and then turned north on Maple Street. Now that contradicts his map.
That it does. His map in Zodiac basically shows him as being over at the west end of the 3700 block of Jackson Street. From Zodiac Unmasked, in quoting this memo from Officer Don Falk, he indicates that he's at the east end of the 3700 block of Jackson Street. Two different locations. So which one was it?
But we know that the sighting occurred on Jackson, near Maple.
Yes, we do. because this was what Don Falk has told us over the years.
And that's the location that he names in his report.
Yes, it is.
Grasemus' location in Zodiac is incorrect.
Right, it's incorrect.
As were his description and directions.
Yes.
In Zodiac Unmasked, his description and his location of the alleged sighting of Zodiac is correct.
Well, it's very close to the spot, yes. That's the closest he actually gets to being correct here.
We're going to listen to a clip from a television show called The Ultimate 10 Unsolved Crimes. Graysmith led a television crew to the spot where he says this alleged sighting of Zodiac occurred.
It's right about here that the police car pulled alongside and the officer who was driving got a pretty good look at Zodiac.
Ed, you've seen this program, correct?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us, is Graysmith correct in his location?
No, he's not. After the show came out, I went to Presidio Heights, 3700 block of Jackson Street. So when I drove by to have a look, the place that he stands right out in front of and says, this is where they saw him, is 3769 Jackson Street. And it's on the south side of the street.
That is across the street from where the sighting occurred.
Yes.
On the program, he indicates with his hand that the patrol car pulled up behind him, which would mean that Donald Falk and his partner Eric Zelms were headed east on Jackson Street. Is that correct?
No, it's not. They were actually headed west.
And they would have seen the Zodiac approaching them?
Yes. Basically, they were coming in opposite directions. Zodiac was heading east. They were heading west.
For the Ultimate 10 program, his location is incorrect again.
Right.